Thanks for your vote. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Some people hate it when I harangue them about voting. The latest note I got, very polite by the way, was from a listener who didn't appreciate being chastised for not voting in the primary because she said, I almost never hear any information about primary candidates on the news. I do not feel informed enough to vote in the primary, and when I'm not informed, I don't vote on something. I don't want to pollute the vote with my uninformedness. This listener sounds like a good person. She's correct. We typically do not give much coverage to primary candidates, and that's on us. But it doesn't change the situation. I'm just letting you know that every person who doesn't vote, for whatever reason, is making someone else's vote more powerful than it otherwise would be. That could actually be to my benefit, so I probably shouldn't be saying anything. But if I wasn't upfront about this, I'd feel guilty, like finding a $20 bill and slipping it into my pocket without even looking around for the person who dropped it. So as the election approaches, I remind people that not voting means giving up your one chance to throw your weight around on an equal basis with every other voter. There are many reasons why you might not want to vote. You feel uninformed, as this listener does. You hate all the candidates. You don't have time to read up on them. But what you cannot say is that it's too much of a hassle or inconvenient or that you can't learn about who's running because the state and the county mail you a voter's pamphlet with the statements of all the candidates who wanted to participate. They also mail your ballot to your home, and they pay return postage. Everything but thrust the pencil into your hand. And I bring all this up again to make another point about the consequences of not voting, that being how politicians see that choice. Having campaigned myself, I can tell you, every politician knows which neighborhoods vote and which don't. And politicians, even those who are in it for all the right reasons, know they can't do any good unless they win, so they're not going to waste their time on people who don't vote. Non-voters, as far as politicians are concerned, are dead or were never born. Your home will not be on the doorbell list, and pollsters are unlikely to call for your opinion. And yes, maybe you prefer that. The bottom line is, voting doesn't guarantee you'll win, but not voting does guarantee you will be ignored. And yes, not voting is your choice. All I would ask is that if you make that choice, you make sure your unused ballot materials are responsibly recycled. And thanks for surrendering your power. I will try to use it wisely.